Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he find it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, especially our first communicants and their families, what a radiant evening is this. We celebrate the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus, the feast of God's boundless beating love. Several of our children will share in Holy Communion for the very first time, receiving that Sacred Heart hidden in the host. And Dominique Arsic, after her beautiful I Do to the Church Profession of Faith, enters into full communion with us today. Three joys, one Lord, one Eucharistic table. I myself will shepherd them. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God pledges, "I myself will look after and tend my sheep. I will rescue, bind up, heal, feed." That promise is fulfilled in Jesus, whose heart we honor today. His first heart, the day of the crucifixion after he died, one soldier pierced his heart, and water and blood came out of the side of Jesus through his open wound. Jesus personally searches for us, not because we are useful, but because we are beloved. Dominique, he has searched you, he has searched for you, and now rejoices to gather you close. Children, he has waited for this day to feed you with his very life. The cup of poured out love. St. Paul proclaims that the love of God has been pure into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The proof, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Every First Communion and every Mass makes that pure out love present again. In a moment, the chalice will hold the same blood that flowed from the Christ's pierced heart. That heart will soon rest on the tongues of our children. Parents, imagine the God who created the stars chooses to nestle himself in the palm, in the tongue of your child's hand. In tonight's gospel, Jesus poses a question everyone thought had an obvious answer. Who would not leave 99 sheep to find one that is lost? Who would not leave 99 sheep to find one that is lost? Human shepherds weigh risk. This shepherd risks all. He hoists the stray onto his shoulders and then, astonishingly, throws a party. Dominic, heaven's angels are that party tonight because of your yes when you join the church. Children, heaven's joy will break out anew when each of you approaches the altar to receive Holy Communion. What are the lessons we learn from the Sacred Heart of Jesus? No one is dispensable. If a single lamb matters, every person matters, from an elderly parishioner to a restless toddler. Love moves first. God does not wait for us to be perfect. He comes while we are wandering. Joy follows mercy. Forgiveness is not a grudging duty. It is the prelude to a feast. Parents, model that mercy at home. Children, remember that confession is your friend. Dominic, cling to the sacrament of reconciliation. It keeps the gate to this pasture wide open. Today, as we conclude the summer First Communion program, my heart is grateful. Cindy, our Director of Religious Education, thank you for planting seeds that bear fruits. This very evening, you see the fruit of your labors. Nelly Aguilera, our ever cheerful secretary for the catechism, thank you for your uncounted behind the scenes labors. Yes. And our summer catechist, Rhonda Litton, Marlene Caballero, Rachel and Melvin Crazel, Laura Albornoz, Lauren Greco, and Jackie Wilson. Your patient witness mirrors the patience of the shepherd, always looking for the sheep. And today, I have an invitation for you going forward. Children, come back to the shepherd's table every Sunday. Let no week pass without this bread of life. Remember, when the people of Israel wandered in the desert looking for the promised land, they were fed by God with the manna from heaven. And we, humanity, as we wander here on earth, we are fed with the Eucharist. You need the Eucharist as we go to our homeland in heaven. Families, enthrone an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your homes. Every Catholic family should have an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in their homes. May your dining table an echo of this altar, and all of us become living monstrance, the monstrance where you put the Holy Host, the monstrance, crying Christ's heart into classroom offices, athletic fields, and grocery aisles, so that we be living witnesses everywhere of the presence of Jesus. All of us should become that living face of Jesus in the world. And today, after Holy Communion, I will bless all the rosaries, medals, and images that you have brought. May these sacramentals keep us mindful that the Sacred Heart longs for ours. Beloved children, families, and friends, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. May his heart be your resting place, your compass, and your eternal home. Amen. And now we go to the next part of the ceremony. And I'm going to ask Cindy if she could please bring the folder where we have the rite of welcoming into the Catholic Church. Dominic, please come forward with your catechists. Who are your catechists? The catechists who are? You are you? Yeah, maybe the two catechists as well. You and your and the other catechist. So here we have Dominic. Sure, thank you. Where is the folder? Dominic, Arsic. Do you believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God? Do you, Dominic?
I do.
Dominic, the Lord received you into the Catholic Church. His loving kindness has led you here so that in the unity of the Holy Spirit, you may have full communion with us in the faith that you have professed, in the presence of his family. Congratulations. Welcome. God bless you. Today, because it is a solemnity today, please open your missalets on page 22. Is it 22? Well, actually, it's page 140. 140. Please stand and let us say together our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. prayers of the faithful. Confident in the Lord's love and care, we offer our prayers and petitions to Him.
That the Lord may continue to strengthen and encourage those He has called to shepherd His flock, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. That the Holy Spirit may bring reconciliation and peace to places where there is war or conflict, let us pray to the Lord. That God may bring healing to families wounded by discord, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. That the grace of the Eucharist may deepen our love for the Lord and for one another, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers. That Christ the King may grant those who have died in His peace a seat at His heavenly banquet, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayers.
Almighty God and Father, hear these prayers we place before You through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Please be generous with Your gift. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look, O Lord, we pray, on the surpassing charity in the heart of your beloved Son, that what we offer may be a gift acceptable to you and an expiation for our offenses through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For raised up high on the cross, he gave himself up for us with a wonderful love and pure our blood and water from his pure side, the wellspring of the church sacraments, so that, won over to the open heart of the Savior, all might draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. And so, with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess
the Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Joe, our Bishop, Italo, his assistant bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. 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 At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
All the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of Christ's peace. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. May the body and the blood of Christ bring us to life everlasting.
If receiving Holy Communion in your hands, please consume the host immediately in front of the minister, or you may choose to receive on the tongue. Kindly refrain from walking back to your pew with the Blessed Sacrament in your hands. If you are not Catholic or you are not receiving Holy Communion, you may choose to join the procession and cross your arms before the minister for a blessing. Thank you.
The body of Christ.
Church.
tres oculos a nos converte. Et Jesu, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende.
Let us pray. May the sacrament of charity, O Lord, make us fervent with the fire of holy love, so that, drawn always to your Son, we may learn to see him in our neighbor, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessing of the religious articles. At this point, I will pray a prayer of blessing for all the religious articles, for the medals, rosaries, candles, and all the religious articles, and I will go through the hallways, through the aisles. I will go with sprinkle with blessed, with holy water. Almighty God and Father, bless these religious articles. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And now the sprinkle with the holy water. And we pray Hail Marys. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. And now I'm going to give the blessing. I already mentioned my appreciation to those who participated in this effort to catechize these children so that they may receive the sacraments I encourage you to continue practicing your faith. So after the closing hymn, we will have the procession. Then after the procession, we're going to have a picture with each class and the catechism. I believe we have six catechists. Is that correct? Okay, so we're going to have six pictures with each group. First, the photographer, and then the parents. So first allow the photographer to take the picture. Then once he moves away, then the parents, and then the next class, until we finish with the six groups. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
Parents, as soon as Father comes back up to the front, we're going to let our professional photographers take, just what we talked about at the meeting. I'm going to ask that all parents stay seated, and I will call you up after we get our professional pictures here. Parents of these students may come out to the aisle and take a photo. Okay, boys and girls, I need you to find your parents, take your certificates, and exit the church. As soon as the aisle is clear, Miss Rhoda's class will come up. Parents, I'm going to ask you to clear the aisle so we can get started, please. I see people in the aisle. I need everybody to clear. Now, parents of these children may come out to the aisle and get their photo.